Hello and welcome to PCB Chat, where we talk with experts across the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronic supply chain fields. I'm Mike Buto, Editor-in-Chief of PCDNF and Circuits Assembly. Today's podcast is brought to you by ASM. ASM is enabling the digital world with their implementation of the Integrated Smart Factory. Visit their website at asm-smt.com. When you think of Porto, Portugal, you think of beaches and some of the most hospitable people you could hope to meet. But you should probably also think of a leader in the push to bring complex factory software to the electronics industry. Critical Manufacturing's headquarters are based a few miles north of Porto. But today, especially after an investment by ASM, the company's reach is truly worldwide. My guest today is Dave Trail, Vice President of Sales for the SMT and Electronics Business Unit of Critical Manufacturing. Dave has over 25 years of experience in electronics manufacturing equipment, processes, and manufacturing execution systems software. Throughout his career, he has been a pioneer and proponent of the evolution of manufacturing from Industry 3.0 to Industry 4.0, big data analytics, and the Industrial Internet of Things, and he has helped to bring those tools to some of the world's largest multinationals. Welcome to PCB Chat, Dave.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Great, thanks. Dave, perhaps we should start with some background on the history of Critical Manufacturing. What can you tell us about the company?
Sure. The company was founded in 2009. And as you can imagine, starting an MES company in 2009, we weren't the first guys on the block. MES had been around for several years prior to that. So Critical had to have a unique take on how they capture the market. And we were one of the very first companies to really embrace Industry 4.0 and IIoT for the electronics manufacturing industry, as well as semiconductor medical devices and other complex discrete assembly processes. So what's interesting about us as a company is Industry 4.0 is present in both our vision and our mission statements. And we've embraced the principles and purposes of Industry 4.0 for the manufacturing industry much further than any other company within our space.
I know that ASM has made an investment in Critical. What can you tell us about that?
In summer of 2018, ASM made a strategic investment into Critical Manufacturing, making us part of the ASMPT family of companies. And the reason why they look towards Critical Manufacturing is ASM wants to be much more than just an equipment company. They want to be a solutions organization and be able to satisfy manufacturing operations all the way up through factory automation, MES services, Industry 4.0, all the way up to the cloud. And when they looked around at other companies that were doing something similar, they decided that Critical Manufacturing was the best fit for that. So it's been a great partnership so far. We're now part of a multi-billion dollar organization. However, they still allow us a great deal of autonomy to run our business as we like.
I think I first saw Critical Manufacturing's MES tools in action at Productronica last year at the ASM booth. And the tool showed the individual lines or entire factory, including the conveyors, feeders, and much, much more. I know that ASM's C-Place equipment is automatically configured into the factory software, and there were multiple locations, multiple factory locations could be viewed from a single command center. And I believe that the auto-populated calendar function, if I remember right, showed the machine maintenance schedule and brought to the floor all the standard instructions for tool repair. They had video demonstrations of the activity order. It was really some substantial stuff. So, sorry, Dave, I might be doing your pitch for you here. But can we talk a little bit about all the different functions of the MES tool and then perhaps the opportunities that you see for greater implementation in the post-COVID era?
I'm glad you had an opportunity to stop by. It was a very good show for us, and it was a great opportunity to show the market what we're doing with our partnership. We've developed several tools specifically for the ASM product line, of which they are selling by themselves. And also, we are providing beyond just the single or multiple pick-and-place line. obviously, within any factory, regardless of what you're manufacturing, there's never just one vendor within the manufacturing floor. So while ASM provides great solutions within the ASM family, obviously they're going to be utilized in lines that are using non-ASM equipment. Those pieces of equipment and the entire solution beyond SMT into receiving all the way through the shipping door have to be handled by a solution that is able to tolerate all of the processes that occur, to be able to manage those, and to be able to do it in such a way that it is modern technology that is cutting edge, offering the solutions of Industry 4.0 and IIoT, which is what our market is asking for right now.
So you were mentioning that it really goes beyond just what I might see on the C-Place lines. So let's talk about that a little bit, if you could. If I'm a manufacturer, an assembler, EMS company, and I have lines from, I probably have lines from multiple different vendors, not just all the same company. So what does that mean for me in terms of using critical manufacturing? Am I going to have access to the whole range of the MES, even if I'm not using ASM's tools?
Well, of course, not all of our customers utilize ASM equipment. We're present not only in the electronics manufacturing industry, but we have a very large presence in semiconductor, medical devices, and even simple discrete assembly utilizing no electronics at all. So you're absolutely right. The benefits that you get from a critical manufacturing goes much beyond just an integration with the ASM equipment on the factory floor. With our system, you're getting the industry's most advanced and robust MES system tailored for Industry 4.0, capable of managing the equipment, processes, and people and systems that are present on the typical manufacturing floor. Be able to manage those processes and be able to collect and make the data actionable towards the manufacturing managers or the people running the company. What's interesting is we have over 30 different modules of software covering a variety of applications on the manufacturing floor. However, it's not just either through addition at a later date or through acquisition. All of our solutions are single. They're completely modular on a single technology stack. And what that does is that offers a single user experience for administration, configuration, and execution of all the functions within the software tool itself.
If I remember right, again, going back to the Productronica visit and looking at the ASM booth, you had developed some AR functionality as well.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I'm glad you brought that up too. We've all been in the industry for quite a while, and we've seen a slight evolution that's taken place, in different chunks throughout the 25 years or so that I've been in the industry. And right now we're seeing evolution taking place, gone from beyond just managing the process of manufacturing, but it's really brought data into the picture. And not only bringing that data, but making a lot of the technologies that are necessary for that, making those technologies available to not only the manufacturing manager or senior management, but also to the operators themselves. Instead of having to print out work instructions or even live interactive work instructions on a monitor, we brought that entire experience to the operator themselves. So the operator is able to interact with the MES system in an augmented reality fashion, whether it be through glasses like Google Glass or a cell phone or a tablet, to be able to really add overlays of what the operator is seeing, what they're supposed to do. And going beyond just a visual instruction of how to do that, this augmented reality is actually a true window into the MES system. So as all actions are taken while interacting with the reality system, all of that data is being captured within the MES, and all of the functionality within the MES are available to the operator in an augmented reality format.
I think one of the complexities of Industry 4.0 is how to process and manage all that data that are being collected. My understanding is that most of it doesn't actually get used or applied, and they've taken to calling this dark data. Some observers say as much as 65% of the data collection are dark data. What is critical manufacturing doing to organize and aid the assembler in actually making use of this information?
You know, we've probably all heard the phrase, you know, data is the new oil, but that's not necessarily true. And we're looking at different ways that we can make that data usable without refining the data at the source. As more IIoT devices become present on the manufacturing floor, we're going to see and have been seeing an explosion in data. And in many ways, it is very useful. However, sometimes those uses aren't relevant or necessary at that particular phase in which they're being gathered. In fact, most data as collected on the manufacturing floor becomes irrelevant after approximately 60 milliseconds, meaning that its time has passed. So as many companies are gathering this data and putting correlation to what was occurring at that time by what machine, by what operator, in what environment, et cetera, as you can imagine, contextualizing that data and putting it into a format that many people are used to looking at starts to take up much, much more space. And while the cost of storage is really coming down quite a bit, it still causes real dilemmas when you start talking about, you know, collecting, let's say, 63 or 73 zettabytes of information, which is what we're expecting will be gathered on an annual basis by 2025. So we've had to look at different technologies that make the storage and analysis and usefulness of this data present itself to the users of the tool.
Well, that rolls right into my next question. Is the electronics manufacturing supply chain ready right now for the information analytics revolution? And if not, what has to happen in order for the industry to prepare itself?
Well, I guess that kind of depends on what you mean by ready. We've been talking about Industry 4.0 for, I think it's been about 7 years or so. And it's gone from much more than just being a buzzword to being a requirement. Most CEOs are not looking at this data explosion and analytics revolution as something that would be great to do someday. That's something that they're putting into plan now. The problem that we're seeing, however, is a lot of the tools that have been used on the factory floor for many years are not ready for the types of data extraction and manipulation that we're going to have to start being able to do. In addition, people are looking at this and they know that it's something that they have to do. However, not all of them are able to really figure out how they go about doing that, because it can seem like a big concept to certain people, especially when they haven't really been exposed to it. So being able to find what they're currently using and what their vision of it is in the future is really the challenge that we're seeing. In addition to that, there's a lot of people that have been doing this for a long time, and we all know the phrase about old dogs and new tricks. However, we are seeing some of the younger people are actually becoming attracted to manufacturing again. And that's something that I think the reason behind that is all of these data-based and information-based analytics that are becoming more present in the manufacturing world. I don't think that would have occurred unless we started seeing some of this information analytics revolutions and some of the premises of Industry 4.0 take place. In essence, I believe that, you know, in a way, manufacturing is becoming interesting again to this younger market.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, as I look at the demographics, particularly in key areas like the Silicon Valley, I don't hear so much people talking about the graying of the industry anymore. I see lots of younger engineers, people that are under the age of 35 that have entered the industry since the recession of 2008, 2009. And you know, they are just gung-ho about the opportunities. They, you know, are interested in the hardware and the software. They're really kind of merging a lot of disciplines. It's something that is maybe a little bit different than what we would have expected if we were just tuning in around, 1995 or 2000.
Sure, absolutely. Mike, as you probably know, I was approximately 21 years old when I started in the industry. And for me, this was right when SMT was getting started, and some of the technologies worked, some of them didn't. Some of it was a little bit smoke and mirrors at certain times. But over the years, you're right. I mean, people kind of figured out how to do these types of things. BGAs weren't a challenge anymore. And the technology itself, while there were micro improvements that were taking place, but up until a few years ago, you would go to the trade shows and basically, we could have been at an industrial tool show of sorts, selling, you know, drills and lathe saws, et cetera. And there was a lot of gentrification that was taking place within the industry. However, you're right. About 5 or 6 years ago, we started to see a little bit of a change. You started to see some youthful eyes and youthful minds. And a lot of that has to do with the Industry 4.0 movements that are taking place within our industry. And a lot of the data and software aspects of manufacturing within SMT these days. So it's become exciting again. And you're starting to see that within the industry. I'm looking forward to what's going to occur in the future.
Dave, for listeners who want more information about critical manufacturing, where could they find it?
Sure. They can find us at criticalmanufacturing.com, where we have a vast amount of resources from our blog, or white papers or relevant articles pertaining to what we've been discussing today. And there's some interesting things about dark data on the website as well.
That brings us to a close to today's episode. I want to thank my guest, Dave Trail of Critical Manufacturing.
And I'd like to thank the sponsor of today's podcast, ASM. ASM is enabling the digital world with their implementation of the Integrated Smart Factory. Visit their website at asm-smt.com.
For PCB Chat, this is Mike Buto. Have a good day.